time for business and finance, and who better to talk about business and finance with than Ben Butler. He's a business reporter with The Australian. Hello.
Good evening.
Tell us about GrainCorp and the takeover worth billions. Why is this story drawing such fascination?
Yeah, so, you know, takeovers happen all the time. It's a big one, and GrainCorp is an important company, about $3.6 billion it's worth, according to this mob who want to take it over. And GrainCorp controls, you know, really, really important grain handling infrastructure on the east coast of Australia and is a large grain trader in its own right. But the wrinkle here is that no one knows who's really putting the money in, or at least we thought we didn't. So what's happened is that when they announced this bid the other day, they said, oh, it's backed by a group of Australian investors. What it turns out to be is a large pile of money borrowed from Goldman Sachs, about $3.2 billion, and a little bit from another mob called Westbourne Capital. And they're going to, well, the plan is to basically tip it into, you remember those instruments that caused the global financial crisis when they collateralized debt obligations, those kinds of things?
Yep.
They make one of those out of GrainCorp. So they've got an insurance company, Allianz, to back this, to insure it so that it's all nice and smooth for the institutional investors who are supposedly going to line up in droves to buy big slices of GrainCorp securitized stuff.
Okay, so what does this GrainCorp business mean for the rest of the industry then?
Well, you know, like it's really the dominant player on the East Coast. So there's a lot of nervousness about it being taken taken private, essentially, among farmers who are very concerned about what happens to their grain and how it gets handled and how much money it costs them. A lot of those farmers are also still shareholders in GrainCorp because a long, long time ago it used to be effectively a cooperative. So it's a really important sort of piece of national infrastructure that could sort of disappear into this Goldman Sachs-driven piece of financial wizardry.
All right, let's move on to another story. And Ben, remember the last time we discussed interest rates? Has anything changed, Ben?
No.
Could you tell us anything new,
no.
Ben?
No, nothing has changed. Look, the Reserve Bank today, for the 28th month in a row, that's 26 meetings, has left rates on hold. Sort of fairly confident about the Australian economy getting better, but it's all happening a bit slowly is basically the issue. And once again, Phil Lowe, the governor, calling out the real lack of growth in wages, which everyone, I'm sure, is pretty familiar with by this stage when they look at their pay packet and see it hasn't gotten any bigger. And that's basically the problem. Everything else they say is kind of okay. They're not so worried about house prices falling, but the economy still hampered by high household debt levels and lack of pay packet growth to sort of lift the consumer sector out of that and get people spending more money.
You've only got a minute for this, but to overseas news, US President Donald Trump has appointed a negotiator to go into talks with China on trade. Who is it?
His name is Robert Lighthizer, and he is...
You loved saying that.
Yeah, I do. And he is a hardliner. He likes tariffs a lot. There's currently $250 billion of tariffs imposed by the US on China. This is pretty much a signal that it's going to be a tough round of negotiations, that they're going to go in very hard. It could be this trade war could get worse again.
Wow, just where we thought there was a pivot away from it. Hey, Ben, thanks for coming on.
No, thank you.
Ben Butler there. He's a business reporter at The Australian newspaper.